Federal environmental regulators today repealed the bedrock finding that climate change endangers human health. MTPR's Ellis Julin has more on what that change means for Montanans.
On Thursday, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency repealed the endangerment finding. Originally passed in 2009, it established that climate pollution threatens public health and welfare. It authorized the EPA to regulate planet-warming emissions as part of the Clean Air Act and to limit greenhouse gas emissions from cars and trucks. Thursday's rollback is the Trump administration's most significant policy change undermining climate initiatives. The head of the EPA touted the rollback as deregulation that will save Americans money. Katrina Mullen, an environmental economist at the University of Montana, disagrees.
In the case of the Clean Air Act, there's been studies done, in fact, by the EPA that suggested that the benefits of those environmental regulations were 30 times higher than the cost of those regulations.
She says the repeal will worsen climate change and Montanans will be economically affected. Worsening wildfire seasons, prolonged drought, and warmer temperatures all negatively impact the state's outdoor recreation, agriculture, and tourism industries. Dr. John Balmes researches climate impacts on human health at the University of California, San Francisco. He says the biggest health impact of burning more fossil fuels is increased air pollution.
PM 2.5 is the major contributor to the global burden of disease due to air pollution.
PM 2.5 are microscopic particles in the air that go into the bloodstream. The particles are also found in wildfire smoke.
It also affects respiratory disease. It affects diabetes, premature births, and low birth weight.
Death tolls from heat waves, floods, and other extreme weather events will also increase in a warming world. With this federal policy repealed, state governments could be responsible for climate regulation. Montana has one of the strongest constitutional environmental protections in the country, and it includes the right to a stable climate. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.
Aaron Bolton contributed to this reporting.